Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brad, is Joe Mazzulla the best head coach for this team going forward? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think he is. I thought he, again, did a really good job with this group. Everybody's going to overreact to the best players and coaches after every game. That's always the way it is. We know that going in, so we have to, you know, be able to judge things on the whole. He's a terrific leader. He'll only get better at anything that, you know, he can learn from this year, because he's constantly trying to learn, and he's accountable. You know, those leadership qualities are hard to find. When you can show all those through the expectations and the microscope that he was under, that's hard to do. Was he perfect? Would he like to have some moments back? Every coach would.
Maybe it's just my sensibilities as a person who freaks out about everything and overreacts to everything.
Manholes.
Exactly. Irrational fears. But I don't get people like Brad Stevens. And there's a lot of fans that are like this, where they're like, well, you don't want to overreact. Why would you want to overreact to what just happened? I guess you don't want to overreact. Could you react a little bit? Let's start with reacting. If you don't want to overreact and trade Jaylen Brown, I get it. But I think a realistic reaction to what went down would be getting a new coach and changing the core a little bit. I don't think that's overreacting. I think that's reacting. And this was a Danny Ainge level reaction to what happened. And I used to get very frustrated with Ainge. And I've applauded Stevens for being different than Ainge. He's more bold. Arcan said this earlier in the show. Ainge never would have made the Derek White trade. Never. I don't think he would have made the Brogdon trade. Like, Ainge loved his young pieces and his draft picks too much. He wouldn't have given up Nesmith. He would have waited for Romeo Langford. He would have kept all the first rounders. So I've applauded Brad for some of that. It's the first time I heard him today, and there were a lot of things that bothered me from Brad Stevens. It's the first time I heard him today, and I'm like, that sounds like Ainge. They're too comfortable. They're going to bring everything back from the coach on down. That's scary. It's the final hour of Jones and Mega with Arcan here on WEEI. We'll get back into your phone call, 617-779-7937. Mega, I know you're not happy with bringing back Mazzulla, and how could anybody be happy with that?
I'm not. And I come from a different place than you and Arcan, where I don't think you need to shake up the core. I think you can move some pieces around them and run it back with the right coach, because we've seen them get to the finals with the right coach before under what I think were tougher circumstances in terms of the teams that they had to go through last year. But it's, when you say that he sounds like Danny Ainge, I kind of feel like it just sounds like Joe Mazzulla.
Like
Brad and Joe are kind of speaking the same tone.
So
of,
for sure,
we love these guys, we support these guys, and that's all well and good, and I appreciate that in a coach and in a franchise and everything. But you guys should be in the finals today. You should be preparing for the finals right now. And it feels like they're kind of saying, well, we're just going to run it back. Everybody move on. There were things out of our control, blah, blah, blah. Jason's ankle, had to appoint this coach 5 days before the year started. And I'm like, that stuff is always going to come up. Maybe not having to appoint the coach 5 days before, but there's always going to be this stuff that comes up. You guys were mostly lucky in your playoff run. You didn't have any devastating injuries throughout.
Nope.
Like, the issues that you had a lot of the times were self-inflicted, in my belief, from your coach or from your two-star players. So I don't want to hear about, like, it just didn't really break our way this year.
I just wish this organization would overreact a little more. And this is what I mean about Ainge. You're right. Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla are very closely aligned on a lot of things. 3-point attempts, offense over defense. Like I've said this many times, Mazzulla's a baseball manager, and he's carrying out what Brad Stevens in the front office want. And maybe that's part of why Mazzulla's a protege, because Brad knows that Mazzulla's just going to agree with whatever he does. Like, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I just think this organization needs to be... Why do you have one title in 37 years? Because they're afraid. Because they're afraid they're going to make the wrong decision. And I just wish they were a little more bold. I applauded Brad Stevens for being bold in getting Malcolm Brogdon. He didn't sit on his hands last year. He went out and added the sixth man of the year. And on top of that, Danilo Gallinari didn't work out. Whatever. Happens. But at least they were bold and aggressive. I think now, looking at this core and looking at that coach and saying, oh yeah, bring it all back, I think that's crazy. You don't have to overreact. Jaylen Brown might be an overreaction. I'd do it, but it might be an overreaction. You should at least react and make some changes. And I get the sense from listening to Brad, Mazzulla's back. He'll have a veteran coach next to him. They're going to double down on their philosophy. Grant's gone. Pritchard's gone, but that's it. Everybody else is back. And I think that stinks.
Yeah, that does stink, because that doesn't, to me, address the problems with the team this year and why they ended up getting knocked out in the playoffs when they did, and why they had so much trouble with the Atlanta Hawks and the Philadelphia 76ers and everything else. It's not because of the stuff on the edges. It's not the periphery. It's not the margins. It's not the assistant coaches. I don't even really think it's the head coach. I don't think he was a plus.
Well, good thing it's not the assistants, because they're out of town.
I know. They're all leaving, so good. But like, I don't know that I'll agree with you that Mazzulla wasn't a plus, that he was a minus, but I don't know that he was enough of a minus that you sort of look at that and say, well, that's the thing that needs to change here above all else. I just think that looking at the stars, the core of this team, the most important players on this team, and the way that they played down the stretch, that's what did them in. That's what did it.
We haven't even talked about this. What does it say that all the assistants are fleeing?
It says that they don't believe that they're going to be back in the finals next year.
Okay, well, and that
they love Ime Udoka.
And that they don't believe that they're going to have upward movement in this franchise, which is crazy because they don't even have the assistants replaced that left last season, including Joe Mazzulla when he was elevated to head coach.
They're loyal to Udoka. They don't believe in Mazzulla. And you took it a step further than I even wanted to, but right. They may not believe in the direction of the franchise. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about what Brad Stevens had to say? I feel like it doesn't properly reflect how the fan base feels. I've said this a bunch. I think Celtics fans are more frustrated with the finish than even Bruins fans are. Like, I get more outrage from Celtics fans than I did about the Bruins and their collapse. And maybe I'm wrong about it. Fans are pissed. And Brad's like, oh yeah, just run it back. Like, listen to what he said about changing the roster. Like, forget firing Mazzulla. Forget trading Jaylen Brown. They're going to bring back Smart and Horford, and maybe they'll even bring back Grant and Pritchard for all I know. Listen to this.
We'll always look at how do we best, evaluate our roster and make the small tweaks that maybe can put you over the top. You know, obviously, you know, we're in an interesting situation because I think, you know, again, we're 48 minutes away from, you know, doing our pregame shoot-around press conference today.
Cool.
Right? Like, in the finals. There was a lot that went right, and we can't lose sight of that. But we also, you know, are always going to be thinking about how to best move it forward and, you know, pursue what we're all trying to pursue.
Okay, so he at least leaves the door open a little bit, but, like, there were a lot of good things this year. That's not what anybody wants to hear.
It's such a regression. It's how many Final Four appearances has this group had, which we heard before the finals forever.
The Twitch chat made the Duquette reference where it's more days in first place. Like, that's that level of what Brad Stevens is saying. It's we're counting Eastern Conference Finals appearances, more days in first place. It's nonsense. No one wants to hear that.
No, you just lost to the 8 seed, and whatever you feel like that means, you can't tell me on the one hand that it's like the 8 seed and if the Heat didn't show who they were in the regular season, and then also talk out of the other side of your mouth and tell me that, well, Boston had 57 wins in the regular season, so they're actually really good and they'll be fine running everything back last year. Like, the two don't compute.
Yeah, the number two offense and defense in the regular season.
Oh, that was another talking point that bothered me.
Yeah, they were the number two team in the Eastern Conference Finals. Congrats. Like,
I just, we're supposed to feel good about being number two in offense and defense, or we're supposed to feel good about being in a game seven of the Eastern Conference final. And gee willikers, like, if things broke a little differently, all of a sudden you're getting ready for the NBA finals. That's why we're all pissed.
Yeah, things broke a little differently. You get swept. Like, you know, like that's it.
You
things broke a little differently. You lose to Doc Rivers.
In fairness, I think Brad did reference that at one point. He's like, you know, like game six could have gone a different way. Like he did at least reference that in his defense. But good point, Arkan.
Yeah.
Like things could, maybe you're out around earlier if things break differently. Maybe you lose game six if it breaks differently. Maybe you lose game four and you get swept. Like a lot could have gone differently.
Yeah, and that's sort of why I didn't like, and I think a lot of people didn't like the tone and tenor of this entire press conference. It was all focused on the good things and why we should all focus on and treasure these great memories that we had and all that other stuff. And
oh,
really,
my God. Like, I'm thankful for.
So
okay.
Thankful for everything, but no real addressing of the problems on this team. And not really addressing that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Marcus Vaughn, all these other players, and Al Horford, all of them disappeared at some point and never really getting to that.
No. Hayseeds in Indiana love a finals appearance for the Pacers, right? And they love Eastern. They probably count Eastern Conference finals appearances. But not in Boston. Sorry, not in Boston. That's not what we do.
Two dozen Atlanta Hawks fans with Trae Young carried them.
It's just like, oh, yeah, oh, gee willikers. Remember the Davis twins and Reggie Miller? It was great. And it's like, no, this is different. This is different. You got to win.
But it might not be because it's scary because it does feel like those Reggie Miller teams.
Yes. You made your finals appearance and you're never going to get back. At least Reggie Miller was at the end of his career when he finally got there. Like,
you're
it felt like a triumph
Shaq
for him.
And Kobe also.
This was early to peak.
Just like that.
This was early to peak. So to me, it's the first time I've thought about it. I've loved the job that Brad Stevens has done as an executive. I hated that he got the job in the first place. I was shocked he made the moves that he made and had been as successful as he had been in the front office. Now, Brad, Joe Mazzulla feels like a sinking stone. And sticking to this core feels like it's destined to sink to the bottom of the ocean as well. And you're going to go along with him. Like, Brad moving on from Mazzulla in a weird way might have given him some job security. And moving on from the core might give them some job security because that might be the right decision. If they flame out, and I think they're going to flame out with this coach and this core, it's what they do. And not that we have a long track record on Mazzulla, but it's what they do. If they flame out, his job could be in jeopardy next offseason. Like, he could be officially putting himself on the hot seat by aligning himself with this coach and this core. So good, Brad. I hope you're happy with it. I hope you're happy with it because it could ultimately be your downfall.
Look, Mazzulla is one of Brad's proteges, and he clearly does believe in him, but I also wonder if any of this is Brad is the guy who appointed him. So if Brad yanks it away after a year, he's not only probably personally hurting his relationship with Mazzulla, but he's also showing that he made the wrong choice, that he made an incompetent decision as GM.
It's the current thing with Belichick and Mac, right? It's a similar idea. I think distancing yourself from Mazzulla would be a good professional decision, but I understand the point. You just vouch for him. You just said he'd be a good coach, and now you're firing him a year later. I understand how that looks weird, but we also all watched it, and we also all know he's not the answer. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about what Brad Stevens had to say today? We'll get to that, and an explosive story from The Athletic. Good insight on what went wrong for the Celtics. We knew something was off. Now we have our answers. We'll get to it after Trending with Arkan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.